Jaipur Complete Strategy Guide, How to Win the Market Without Hoarding Camels. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Jaipur is still one of the best dedicated two-player card games, fast, portable, tactical, and complete without expansions. Win by taking expensive goods early, selling before top value tokens disappear, using camels to engineer one decisive market sweep, and accelerating the round when you are ahead. There is no essential playmat or expansion. The box, one clear table and repeated play are enough. Jaipur's art suggests a relaxed market. Its decisions are closer to a knife fight conducted over tea. Every purchase changes the market for both players. Every camel taken can produce an enormous next turn for the opponent. Yumi combines the official rules with long-lived strategy discussions and board game arena teaching notes to explain the timing questions the rulebook cannot answer for you. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. Why is Jaipur such a strong two-player purchase? Jaipur teaches in minutes, finishes in roughly half an hour, and creates meaningful interaction without attack cards. You are competing over the same visible market, so every turn both acquire something and leave something behind. The best of three seal structure gives one bad round a comeback without turning the game into an evening commitment. There is no expansion ladder to manage. The current Space Cowboys edition is the complete design with cards, goods tokens, bonus tokens, camel herd, and a compact box. It travels well once the loose tokens are bagged. For a dedicated pair, this is the rare inexpensive game that keeps becoming more psychological as both players improve. How do you teach Jaipur in one round? Place three camel cards face up between the players. Deal 5 cards to each player, then move any camels from those hands face up into their personal herd. Reveal cards from the goods deck until the shared market contains 5 cards including its starting camels. On a turn, either take one good, take every camel in the market, or exchange 2 or more hand cards camels for the same number of market goods. Alternatively, sell one goods type. Diamonds, gold, and silver require at least 2 cards in a sale. Take the highest remaining goods tokens for the number sold. Then take a 3-2, 4-2, or 5-card bonus when eligible. A round ends when 3 goods token piles are empty or the market deck cannot refill to 5. The richer player earns a seal of excellence, first to 2 seals wins. That complete loop is enough to start playing. When should you take all the camels? Take camels when the market they reveal is weak for your opponent, when your hand limit blocks a profitable goods take, or when the herd will enable a large multi-card exchange. Do not take camels merely because there are many of them. Removing 5 camels can reveal 5 premium goods and hand your rival the perfect turn. The camel bonus is binary. Only the larger herd matters, and one camel more than your opponent wins it as completely as 10 more. Treat camels as liquidity first and a small endgame prize second. Count the visible herd sizes late in the round, but do not sacrifice a high-value sale to win a 5-point majority. Should you sell small sets or wait for bonuses? High-value goods often want early sales because their goods tokens decline sharply. Selling 2 gold now can outperform waiting several turns for a 3-card bonus while your opponent strips the premium tokens. Low-value goods can justify larger bundles because the set bonus contributes more of the total. Bonus tokens are hidden and variable, so think in ranges rather than promises. A 5-card sale is dramatic. But the value of waiting includes hand congestion, market opportunities missed, and the information you reveal by repeatedly taking one color. The correct sale is the one that preserves tempo and secures known value before chasing uncertain upside. How do you control the market? Never evaluate a take in isolation. Imagine the row after your action. Taking one diamond may uncover a second diamond for your opponent. Trading away camels may seed the market with exactly the low-value colors they can exploit. A powerful exchange does 2 jobs. It improves your hand and leaves an awkward row. Track which premium goods have already been sold. If most gold tokens are gone, gold cards become less urgent and may be useful trade material. If your opponent is clearly assembling cloth, sell yours early or deny the 5th card. Jaipur's open market makes memory valuable without requiring perfect card counting. How do you close a round when you are ahead? The round can end when the deck empties or when 3 goods token stacks are exhausted. If your visible lead is comfortable, shorten the runway, sell low goods to empty piles, take cards that accelerate the deck, and avoid speculative camel turns. If behind, preserve piles and seek a large bonus swing. Estimate, do not obsess. Add your visible goods tokens, likely bonuses, and the 5-point camel token. Then compare tempo. An opponent holding 7 cards may have more value than their token stack suggests. The advanced move is recognizing when the game state, not the prettiest sale, has become your product. What are the most common strategy mistakes? Beginners hoard camels, chase 5 card sets, and treat leather as automatically worthless. Good players use leather to earn a large bonus, empty a third pile, or trade into scarce premium goods. Beginners also forget that taking one visible good can improve the market for the rival. Sometimes the correct turn is a deliberately modest sale that forces them to reveal new cards. Finally, do not preserve a perfect hand until the round ends around it. Jaipur rewards conversion. Cards in hand are plans, tokens already claimed are points. Yumi's rule is simple. If a sale secures top tokens and frees the hand for a strong market, make the market pay you now. Do you need sleeves, a playmat, or a travel organizer? None is essential. Sleeve the cards only if Jaipur lives in a cafe bag or sees constant play. The market cards are shuffled often, but replacement cost is lower than a premium sleeve project. A small generic mat improves card pickup and gives the token piles a visual boundary, yet the game occupies little space and works on any clean table. For travel, use 2 zip bags, one for goods and bonus tokens, one for seals and the camel token. Keep cards in a deck box if leaving the main box at home. The best accessory is a shallow dish for the camel herd, because watching them accumulate in one ridiculous pile is part of the pleasure. How should you read an opponent's hand without perfect counting? Track categories rather than every card. If your opponent has taken gold twice and has not sold it, assume at least a legal premium set. If they repeatedly decline camels, their hand may be near 7 and unable to absorb a market swing. A sudden low-value sale often means they are clearing space for a known market or accelerating the third empty pile. Use the token stacks as public memory. The number of premium tokens gone tells you how urgent denial remains. The visible goods cards plus your own hand narrow what the rival can hold, but do not spend more attention counting than deciding. Yumi's practical ledger has 4 lines, likely premium set, hand congestion, camel difference, and end trigger. Update those after each sale. The goal is not omniscience, it is knowing whether the next turn belongs to value, denial, or ending the round. Final verdict. Jaipur is complete straight from the box and becomes richer through familiarity rather than modules. Buy it for a pair that enjoys reading tempo, then learn to value the market you leave behind as much as the goods you take. Sell premium goods before perfection, use camels as flexible currency, and remember that a lead becomes real only when you make the round end. Frequently asked questions. Does Jaipur have expansions? No essential official expansion is needed. The current box is a complete two-player game. Are camels good? Yes, as trade liquidity, but taking every camel can reveal a powerful market to your opponent. The majority token is only 5 points. What is the best Jaipur strategy? Secure high-value tokens early, build larger sets mainly with lower-value goods, and manage the end of the round when ahead. Is Jaipur good for travel? Very good. It is compact, quick, and needs modest table space. Bag the loose tokens separately. Is a Jaipur playmat worth buying? It is a nice tactile upgrade on a hard or slippery table, but never necessary. A generic card mat works as well as a themed one. How long does Jaipur take? A complete best-of-3 match commonly fits in about 30 minutes once both merchants know the turn options.